Hey guys, so another breaking news thing is I finally did it. It took a very, very long time, but I finally did it. I finally did one of the most difficult moves in the game, and this move is actually more difficult than Chun-Li's standing head scissors kick. So standing head kick. So like she jumps in the air, you gotta press down. In fact, I did not even know the move was in the game. And I think the first time that I ever seen it, the computer actually performed the move against me. And I'm just like, what is this? What is this malarkey? In the words of our presidente, what is this malarkey? And so the move that I finally did was Chun-Li's air throw. She has a freaking air throw in Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. I'm like, what type of nonsense is this? I'm like, oh my goodness. And the thing is that when I'm doing like my research, I don't really see, like, if I could be completely honest, I don't really see a difference. Like if the air throw, you know, took more damage than the standard Chun-Li throw. And in fact, the funniest thing was, I'm gonna like upload the video on YouTube. I didn't really feel like doing like a whole compilation or whatnot, because I already did it with like some hitting stuff with Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. But whatchamacallit? So it's just, the crazy thing is that it's literally just the same sprites of her doing her normal throw, but in the air. It's like an STO from wrestling, where you do like a samba slash, you know, jujitsu type of takedown. And but the only thing is that it's just so, it's so sudden, and it's so effective that it's insane. And it was so hard for me to pull off. For like, in fact, the craziest thing is I didn't even know. Not only I did not know if it was a move or not, I just wasn't sure. So I'm like, what in the matter of this is this? And I finally pulled it off. I was just like, whoa, this is all types of bananas. I'm like, whoa. So I'm finally happy that I did. So I'm going to actually tie this in with the episode that I'm doing, because I wanted to do something separate, but I had to say that. So I'm jumping right into the episode. So the Nintendo Switch has also did like a couple of whatchamacallit, released a couple, SNK released like a couple of video games from its line for its whatchamacallit, the Neo Geo Pocket series. Again, the Neo Geo Pocket was a really excellent handheld back in the 90s, and I never owned one. I really wish I did. I've never owned one, but I always wanted to. And just for the simple fact that it's such a really good system as well. And, like, I can't, yeah, I still can't, you know, really get with the whole octagonal 8-way, joystick. And most Japanese, joysticks are more like 8-way octagonal, and the United States arcade joysticks are more, to me personally, more of a freeform. And that's something that I did, you know, grew up with. But I just couldn't get with it like too much. So I'm just like, eh. You know, I was like, eh. But I tried. But there are the couple games that were released for the Nintendo Switch. And there's a lot of, you know, the preface, there's a lot of Neo Geo games that are awesome with the arcade archives. However, the most glaring omission is that the majority of them do not have online capabilities, such as Garou, Market of Wolves, some of the King of Fighters entries. But it shows like what's possible with playing it, and with local play, you will easily, you know, have someone like you're able just to, you're able just to play against as well. I actually accidentally turned on the whatchamacallit, the radio. So, there is Samurai Showdown 2. For this part, for my last, for the last episode, I did, whatchamacallit, I did actual research, because it was like, oh my goodness, this is a, it's a game about one of my favorite rappers with RBGs on the last episode. This one didn't do any research, so I'm flying off the cuff. As you can tell, there is Samurai Shodown 2, The Last Blade. And I think what's noticeable about The Last Blade is that there's a hidden character that was available and only in Last Blade 2, or two of them that are available in this version of The Last Blade for the Neo Geo. Quick pause. Tremendous pause. Quick pause. SNK, please make a Samurai Shodown versus a Last Blade cop collaboration. It's the same company. It's not like it's Capcom versus SNK and you gotta go through licensing and stuff. There's nothing stopping you guys. Last Blade is almost, it's not as the same as Samurai Shodown. It's kind of like Samurai Shodown meets Street Fighter, heavily influenced Street Fighter. But come on, make it happen. You know, there's a way to balance, like, you know, the multiple hit combos with the one hit KO capabilities. There's ways. You know, it's two legendary franchises that you created. It's not like Virtua Fighter versus freaking Dead or Alive or anything. You know, that's two separate franchises. This is your baby. You can make it happen. Let's make it happen. Anyway, Samurai Shodown 2, The Last Blade. Okay, thank you for stopping in the middle of the street. God bless you. There's also the King of Fighters. I think it's King of Fighters R2. Gals Fighters, or Super Gals Fighters, whichever one that is. And then there's Fatal Fury First Contact. Obviously, the biggest omission from anyone that's a fan of those older fighting games was Capcom versus SNK. I'm sorry, SNK versus Capcom Match of the Millennium. That's like the biggest one right there. However, you know that you can't, you know, release that game without releasing some of the console counterparts as well. And a lot of people do say SNK versus Capcom Match of the Millennium is like the greatest made for handheld fighting game that there was. And you know, it was definitely monumental because it is the first crossover collaboration fighting game between SNK versus Capcom. It predated, you know, Capcom versus SNK. It was created solely by SNK, but it also predated it, I believe. And it also has capabilities, the Neo Geo Pocket Color version, with, I believe, the Dreamcast version of Capcom versus SNK, where you can unlock certain characters. And it also had some mini games to unlock additional characters as well. I believe it also had a quote editor, so you can actually edit the quotes, the win quotes of your characters that you're playing. So if you have like a favorite character, you can actually edit their win quote. Again, a lot of stuff that isn't used for, you know, current games. You know, obviously the win quotes here, you know, aren't used for whatchamacallit, they're not used for other newer games for the obvious, you know, reasons, because everyone would just be, you know, cursing and stuff. But again, it was a game that was truly praised and heralded, and still is. And as much as I would like to just, you know, play The Last Blade, you know, as much as I would like to play that, you know, we know what we're all here for. We know what game that we're all waiting for. And we're not talking about Card Fighters Clash, which I believe predated everything with the Versus, and it was actually the first Versus game from the Capcom versus SNK series, because it's Card Fighters Clash, then it's SNK versus Capcom Match of the Millennium, then it's Capcom versus SNK, then it's Capcom versus SNK 2, then I believe it's SNK versus Capcom SVC Chaos. Then it's Mugen and, you know, fan-made stuff and whatnot, even though predating that, one of the editors and producers of King of Fighters 98 Ultimate Match stated that he had a playable demo of Ryu and Ken and also Goku and King of Fighters, whatchamacallit, in the King of Fighters 98. So that predates everything, even though it wasn't, you know, obviously made for official release, and it was just wasn't for, you know, public build. It was just something internal with the developers. So I think Nintendo's done an amazing job with it. You know, obviously you know, there's no online play, because then SNK would have to like build up a different infrastructure, create, you know, servers. Doesn't sound as hard, but like I talked about a couple of episodes ago with the Street Fighter games, playing online, you have to like build up something different, and you know, you don't know how it would react with the current, you know, current game, unless you do a lot of QA and testing, and that's going to take a while too. So, but the, one of the neat things I thought it was really neat as well is that you also have local two-player right out the box with the Neo Geo. So, SNK graciously allowed for people not to just play the play it solo, but play it two-player. So, local two players, two Joy-Cons, or you if you have two Pro controllers or wire arcade sticks wired up to the whatchamacallit, you get to enjoy it. So I think it's definitely worth its weight, you know, with these games. And even the Fatal Fury First Contact, you know, you have two additional characters that I don't believe, like Lon and Harold, I believe they weren't available in any other fighting game, with the King of Fighters or the Fatal Fury series as well. So got a bang for your buck. You get to pay homage basically to a very good system that, unfortunately, you know, it wasn't similar to the Dreamcast. So I think I can squeeze through. So it wasn't similar to that, but I had to like squeeze through two people that couldn't just park. Oh, God bless them. God bless them. So, whatchamacallit? It's paying homage to an older system. I hope some other systems will follow suit, because the Switch does have a great whatchamacallit. It does have a great great lineup, and it's just a great game, great system, and also it has like some really good games that I'm barely happy that they're able just to see how good of a system that the Switch is. So with that, I want to sign out. This has been the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy Podcast. This has been your host, Frank. God bless.